Haiti in ruins after huge earthquake. Television pictures are slowly beginning to show how great the damage is in Haiti following the huge earthquake on Tuesday. A magnitude 7.3 quake, just 16 kilometers from the capital, hit the Caribbean nation as people were going home after work. It was the worst earthquake to strike Haiti in more than two centuries. Much of the country has been devastated. Many major buildings in the capital, Port-au-Prince, have collapsed, including the presidential palace and the UN headquarters. Haiti's president, René Préval, described the scene in the capital as unimaginable. The Red Cross says up to 3 million people have been affected. Mr. Préval fears well over 100,000 people may have died. Haiti's ambassador to the USA, Raymond Joseph, said there was no way of estimating how many casualties there were. Countries around the world are acting quickly to send whatever they can to Haiti. US President Barack Obama has promised America will do all it can to help. He vowed unwavering support following a particularly cruel disaster. Haiti is one of the poorest countries in the world. More than half its people live below the poverty line, on less than $2 a day. It is one of the poorest equipped countries on earth to deal with such a catastrophe. The nation was still trying to recover from being hit by four deadly hurricanes in 30 days in 2008. Its economy is in ruins, and it has a long history of corruption and coups.